You are listening to Rock the Walls here on Adobe Radio. I'm your host, Patrick Walford. Right now, we are joined by a band. They're going to be heading out on tour this summer with For All I Am and Siler on the Strangers Only tour. We're here with my ticket home vocalist and bassist, Nick Giomenti. Nick, you guys wrapped up recording on this record about 3 months ago at the Machine Shop Studios in New Jersey, man. How did the recording process go for you guys?
Hey man, it was pretty awesome. We did it with Will Putney at Machine Shop in New Jersey, and it was a lot of fun for us. It was the first time we've ever gotten to like travel out of state or go to a studio that we'd never been to before. And it was pretty cool, man. We spent a lot of time there. We were there for like just under a whole month. You know, when we went in, we had pretty much had the whole record written already, like pre-pro-wise. And we went in and like hashed everything out and recorded it live and just like did a little 10-track demo, and then we would sit down and work over the songs with Will, the producer, and then you know, after like 2 or 3 days of pre-production, man, we had all the changes we needed, and then it was just, you know, business as usual getting things recorded from there. So we're really happy with it. We're in the process right now of getting the mixes finalized. We only have like a couple more things to change, and then we should be done. So hopefully it'll be coming out soon, man. We're excited.
Rad, man. Now, as far as it goes in the sound on this record, from To Create a Cure to Strangers Only, anything really notable as far as sound change?
Oh, yeah, man. Actually, people always ask that question whenever like you do a new record or whatever, and you know, we're trying to be honest with this one. It's definitely a lot different. Like, the record beforehand, our past one, our first one that we did, like, when we wrote that, man, like, we were so young as a band. Like, we had never been on a tour. We had never done really anything outside of the state. We had really no connection to, like, the outside world or really, like, the scene that we thought we were in. And it's kind of like, as we've toured and as we've grown and we've, you know, we've played with a lot of different bands, we've seen a lot of different bands, our styles just changed, man. Like, we just started getting into different music, and we had different members at the time now than we do now. So when we went into writing this record, you know, we were just kind of like, we wanted to write music that we actually enjoyed for ourselves. You know, we didn't want to try to think about what would be successful commercially or what would fans want to hear or anything like that. We really just kind of went in and just wrote what, you know, we thought would be cool and like based upon what we were into. And it's definitely different, man. Like, a lot of people that we've shown, people say it reminds them of like kind of like older 90s stuff. Like, it sounds like early Deftones, early Korn, kind of like stuff like that. Some people say they put like Slipknot or Linkin Park, and those are all bands that we've loved like since growing up and stuff like that. And I know when, you know, when people like scene bands, whatever, will say that it sounds like those kind of bands, it actually never sounds anything like that. But this one, hopefully people will notice that it actually is a legitimate difference. And we're really happy with it, man. I hope people dig it. And I mean, some people aren't going to be happy with it because it's not what they'll be expecting, but you know, it's what we wanted to do, so screw it, right?
Yeah, man, definitely. We are talking here with Nick Giomenti. He is the bassist and vocalist of My Ticket Home, heading out on tour this summer with For All I Am and Siler, June 11th through July 7th. You can go and check out the tour dates over on Facebook. And as far as it goes from a lyrical standpoint for yourself, Nick, any real themes that you're trying to hit home on this time around?
Not really, man. Like, I'm not good at doing like linear writing or like picking a topic and trying to write something about it. I've never been successful with that kind of stuff. I really just kind of, my goal is to write lyrics and to write rhythms that really just complement the music the best way possible. Like each song, I wouldn't say that it's necessarily obviously about one thing, but the lyrics definitely have a theme. Like when we were writing this past record, I got upset with Nirvana. They're like one of my all-time favorite bands now. And just like, I really spent a lot of time like studying Kurt as a musician and, you know, as a lyricist especially. And so I really just kind of, I like the style of lyrics where everything is very open to interpretation and stuff like that. I mean, and a lot of people, you know, can say that's like a cop out or whatever, but just for me, it's the only real way I can write. But I think that it's good because it's like, that way, whenever you listen to the song, it's kind of like the song can take the shape of whatever you're feeling or whatever you put into it, because I feel like all the meaning really comes from the listener anyway. So hopefully people will get something out of it.
Yeah, for sure. Now, working with Will, you know, what kind of a dynamic did Will really bring to the table? You know, he's recorded some pretty notable bands. I mean, you know, just in the past little bit, some bands that instantly come to mind are, you know, bands like Counterparts, For Today, Straight From The Path, bands like that. But what do you really feel, you know, working with him for almost a month on this record really brought out in you guys that maybe going to a different producer wouldn't have?
With Will, most of the production was done in like the first couple of days. Like we had 10 songs ready when we went in there. There's 10 on the record. It's the ones we brought in. And to be honest, man, he didn't change as much as I was expecting. Which was a nice confidence boost when we went in there, because you know it's kind of like, all right, you're gonna show this dude who, you know, has no background of who you are, has never heard these songs before. Know, and he could think that, you know, they're total crap and you've got no idea how it's going to go. But really, he just kind of helped with a few structure things. Like, a lot of it was taking out parts that he didn't feel needed to be there, you know, that's like only what's most important in the song. We like changed a couple riffs here and there. And then, other than that, most of his production was done vocally, because we didn't have all the vocals written when we went in, but as we wrote the vocals, he would, you know, he would tell us what to focus on different, or, you know, he'd have rhythm suggestions or like vocal harmony suggestions and stuff like that. But also, you know, I have to give credit where credit is due. We spent a lot of time working with the engineer / co-producer actually on the record. His name is Randy LeBeau. And so anybody who's ever been to the machine shop, I'm sure they've met Randy. And we're actually the first band he's ever gotten production credit for. And so we spent, most of our days were spent, you know, recording with Randy, and, you know, we would talk to Will whenever we get a chance, because there was actually, like, Lost in Flames, our friends from in another band, they were in the studio at the same time. So we actually spent a lot of time with Randy, and that dude knows what's up musically, so it was really cool. You know, he changed a lot of the drum fills and, you know, helped write a lot of drum parts, too. So it was pretty cool working with two people, actually, so it was sweet.
Rad, man. Well, right now we're going to go into a song break, Nick, and then come back and talk a little bit more. So if you just want to choose a song off of To Create a Cure, go for it.
All right. Let's do Beyond.
All right. Sounds good. Go and check them out on tour this June and July. It's My Ticket Home with Beyond here on Rock the Walls on IW Radio. There's some My Ticket Home here on Rock the Walls with Beyond off of their record To Create a Cure. They're going to be heading out. They are going out with Siler and For All I Am, taking place June and July. Go to their Facebook to check that out. We are here talking with their vocalist and bassist, Nick Giamenti. They just recorded a brand new album, Strangers Only, going to be coming out. Looking like September at this point. No date set, though. Going to be coming out on Rise Records. And Nick, talking a little bit more about this record, man, is there any one song or one part on the record that you're particularly proud of or excited for the fans to hear?
That's a tough question, man. We always sit down and try to pick like which one we think is like a favorite or anything like that. Like choosing a single was actually difficult this time, which was, you know, very different than the last time. It was like hard to pick a song that we felt like, you know, was the first one we wanted people to hear. Honestly, man, there's you know, there's moments that are like my favorite parts and stuff like that, just like specific vocal takes, or like, you know, the way, you know, a mix will flex or whatever on certain parts. Like some parts just hit really hard and you're like, oh yeah, you know, that feels really good. But honestly, man, I'm most happy with the overall, like, style change that we achieved, the overall vibe, and just the overall integrity, and just really the way we were able to kind of keep all the best things about our band and still write music that sounds like us, and still write music that you know, they came from us, but then it's like, you know, these bands that I've always looked up to. So really, I'm just most happy with the record as a whole.
Rad, man. Now, as far as it goes in touring over these past couple of years, how do you really feel that, you know, touring has helped you grow as a band? And what do you really think the biggest learning experience you've taken away from these past couple of years of touring, you know, going into a whole brand new album cycle?
Man, like, touring is everything when it comes to, like, band life, you know what I mean? That's 90% of what you do all year round. You know, it's basically how you judge the quality of your music based upon, you know, the reaction you get from playing in front of people. It's basically just, it's why, you know, being in a band is so much fun. You know, I think for bands that don't tour heavily or bands that don't tour consistently, you know, you're just kind of missing out on the point. You know, the whole fun is to be able to do everything live and connect with people. And you know, it's really cool because it teaches you how widespread, you know, the effects of your actions are, man. Like, you'll go and you'll meet people that, you know, listen to your music often, and that, you know, they listen to it and they feel like they know you personally because they can relate so much, and, you know, they watch videos of you or whatever. And it definitely taught us a lot because, you know, like I said, when we recorded this last record, we had never been on a tour, had never done anything like that. You know, really didn't know who we were as musicians at the time. And after we had that record done, we had to sit on it for like 4 months before it came out. And then only like 6 months after that, did we even go on our first tour. So, like, by the time it came out, man, we were like burnt out on our own record. And we're just kind of like, all right, you know, I guess we're going to go on tour now. And it definitely teaches the importance of, like, you know, if you're going to be playing these songs every day, you know, you better really, really, really love them, because, you know, not every show is going to go great and not every day is going to be awesome. And if you don't absolutely love, you know, your 30 to 45 minutes on stage, then, you know, your quality of tour life is going to be horrible. So that was definitely something we kept in mind writing this record, is, you know, that we want to, you know, really, really, really love, you know, what we're doing. So that was what we tried to get accomplished, I think.
No, for sure. We're talking here with Nick Giamenti. He is the bassist and vocalist of My Ticket Home. They are going to be going out on tour with For All I Am and Sidler this June and July. Go over to their Facebook to check out the tour dates. And Nick, as far as it goes, and just tour plans coming up after this tour, you guys just going to kind of wait up until the release after this tour go out touring again? Or do you guys have some plans into the rest of July and August?
We're doing a Strangers Only tour part two. Like, this first one is like it's like a circle routing. We go like down the East Coast and then sort of out west, down south, and we hit Texas and then come back up. So the second half is going to be like 2 weeks after this one finishes, and we're going to go, you know, all the way out to like Washington and Oregon, I think, and then go down south, just down through like the California coast and stuff like that. So we're doing like a West Coast version with different bands. So we got a part two headliner, so that'll be cool. And then, we're trying to get on some wicked tours for the fall, closer to when the release comes out, to really promote it.
Rad, man. Now, as far as it goes in touring in the summer, how much tougher is it with, you know, tours like the Warped Tour going on at the exact same time, and tours like the All-Stars Tour and whatnot?
It kind of sucks sometimes if you're a band that doesn't get those tours, because it definitely limits your options. You know, like, we're not a band that considers ourselves, you know, we don't like to headline that often, because, you know, we're still growing, and obviously the goal is to really be like just about the smallest band on a tour, because ideally then you get to play for fans that aren't your own, you know, a bigger market from the other bands on the tour, and that's how you grow. But it's been a minute since we did any sort of headliner, so, you know, it's kind of just where the chips fell for the summer, and that's cool with us, man. I mean, what we're trying to do is we're just trying to make it like, we're playing pretty much the whole record, the new one, before it comes out. So we're trying to make it like more of like a private, like, party kind of thing. Like, yo, come hang out, you know, you'll get to hear the new record. Like, if people buy merch or something like that, they can listen to a track, or I don't know, even if they don't buy merch, you know, we just want people to get a chance to to see the new stuff and stuff like that, and to just really just get a chance to hang out with us. So that'll be cool, man. But it definitely is affected when, you know, you don't get World Tour All Stars because those tours are so massive, especially just in this kind of genre and band marketplace. There's really, you know, it's kind of like musical chairs, man. Stuff goes up quick, and if you're left, you know, standing, you can get screwed sometimes. But you know, I think we worked something out cool for the summer, so it should be all gravy.
Yeah, man, definitely for sure. And as well, you know, just growing up in the Ohio music scene, man, you know, obviously bands like Attack, they just wrapped up their last tour about 2 weeks ago. But then you have, you know, bands like your friends on Like Moth to Flames, Miss May I, you know, growing up in that Ohio music scene, how much of an influence you think it was on you growing up? And as well, you know, just the state of the scene right now as far as new bands coming up.
Oh, dude, that was, man, a couple of years ago, those were the days, man. Like, this scene around here was, I mean, to me, anyway, as a kid, it seemed like the center of the freaking universe, you know? It was like, I grew up with the dudes in Attack, and I went to high school with them, and I kind of, like, got introduced to, like, this whole realm of music and this life of people, like, right at the time that they were really, like, getting their stuff together and, like, starting to get some recognition. And when we saw them doing it, like, that's the reason we started a band, is because we were friends with them, and we were like, you know, yo, this looks like fun as hell, this life looks awesome, like, I want to do that, you know what I mean? Like, I had been, you know, playing guitar here and there, and, you know, my brother played drums, and I had a friend who played bass, and so we were like, yo, let's do this, kind of started, like, trying to write our own song, and trying to be that kind of band. And you know, I remember we would practice every single day in my basement for almost like 2.5-3 months and stuff like that. And then, you know, we went to record at the same place they did, you know, this little, like, basement studio with this dude who, it was so unlegit, man. It was crazy. Like, the first time we got there, we had to, like, help him wake up. He just passed out from, like, a hangover, like, in his apartment. It was wild, man. But it definitely back then, it was, you know, the scene was so alive, at least to me. And it really, I can't tell if it's, like, changed now or if it's just because I'm older. But back then, man, it felt like the center of the freaking universe. You know, there were all these bands. There was, you know, everyone was always going to shows. Everybody knew everybody. It really just felt like the place to be. And I think that without that, it definitely would have been harder for us to take it as seriously or for us to put as much effort into it as we did. And so I definitely think that if we'd grown up somewhere else, we wouldn't have started a band or it wouldn't have lasted for sure. So it definitely really, like, it taught us the ropes, you know what I mean? Because it's like watching your older brother, you know, and just mimicking them and do what they do and stuff kind of like that. So it was definitely cool to have the privilege of, you know, growing up around bands that were as good at the time as they were for our local scene. So it was definitely, you know, something we're grateful for. So it was pretty cool.
Rad, man. Well, Nick, thanks a lot for the interview today, man. Really appreciate it. Something I like to do with the bands that I interview is I get them to choose a song from their catalog and a song they want to hear by any band, any artist, any genre. So if you want to pick another My Ticket Home song and a song by...
All right. The song I'm going to pick is Get This by Slipknot. It's off the deluxe version of their first self-titled album. So if you can't find it, that's why. But it's Get This. One of my favorite songs. The song by us. We'll play A New Breed.
All right, man. Sounds great.
Cool, dude.
Awesome, man. Well, Nick, thanks a lot for the time. Best of luck on this upcoming tour, and hopefully we'll see you guys back up in Canada real soon.
Dude, happy to do it. Have us back sometime. It was cool.